We get started. Of course, in your packets, you have the just the notes to follow along. And so this is third talk where God talks to us, and just kind of pray to this, Lord, what would you want me to talk about that I hope could be a help. And so pray this could be a help to you. The title is The Help That We Need. And so the thing is that there's many things in our lives that happen that can be overwhelming to us. And in those situations, in those circumstances, we don't need to handle them on our own. And really, we shouldn't handle them on our own. And so we can think of different things like that. When we've lost someone that we've loved. When we're grieving that loss, when maybe we've lost a job that we really like, maybe we lost an opportunity. There's different things like that that can really affect us. And the whole grieving, it's not something we get over quickly. It's a process that can take 3 to 5 years for us to really get all the way through it. And it's not something that we ever want to look at, well, I just got to get through it. And it's not something that we ever want to think, well, I have to go through this all by myself. Those are the times where we need comfort from other people. We think when we go through some kind of trauma, say we've been in an accident, or say someone we've known has gotten hurt, or say some kind of violence happens, or someone breaks into our house, that those are things that that they affect us. They just kind of shatter our world in a lot of ways. And to try to deal with that, trying to do that on our own is not healthy. A lot of times it's good to have someone to talk to and work things through. If we've suffered abuse, whether it's verbal or physical or even sexual, that's something where to just try to keep it to ourselves, act like it doesn't happen, that there's things that we realize that we don't have to deal with that alone, that there's people that can help us, ways that we can get healing from that, and sometimes a person that's committed the abuse, maybe they need to have some consequences to their actions. And so it's not something where we're to deal with it all alone. Say in a relationship, if we've suffered rejection or betrayal, that we were counting on someone and they let us down, we've had a relationship that's been broken. That affects us, that hurts us. And we don't have to just deal with that all by ourselves. There's people around us a lot of times that can help us if we're willing to look for their help. Sometimes we're under stress. It might be financial. It might be relationship stress. It might be, say, as a parent, that sometimes the kids can be stressful. And there's different things that we deal with, right? And we get to a point where we're overwhelmed. And learning how to deal with that, learning to have someone that you can share that with, to talk to, that can be very helpful, that we don't have to handle all that burden alone, that sometimes just talking about it with someone else can be a relief. Sometimes we have health issues. Say if the doctor says the C word and we're having to deal with cancer. Say if we find out that we have heart issues, things that we have to change. Sometimes it can be other things, mental health issues, where we're struggling with depression or anxiety. That these are things that they can be overwhelming to know how to get out of things, how to find healing, and to try to do that all by ourselves. It's very difficult, and it's not necessary for us to do that. And so in those situations, we need to kind of say, okay, I know I need help. And we almost need to give ourselves permission. Like, it's okay, I don't have to hide this. I don't have to try to act like everything's fine. I can say, I'm not fine, I need help. And we try to reach out. But the problem is, the thing is that even though we are in need of help, there's a lot of times we say, I'm fine, I don't need any help. And we don't reach out. Why would we do that? Well, a lot of times it can be pride. We don't want to admit that we're weak, admit that we're struggling. We want to give this idea that everything's good, I've got it all together, I don't have any problems. That prevents us a lot of times from seeking help when we need it. Sometimes it can be fear. We're worried, well, what will people think of me? Will this person reject me if I basically make myself vulnerable to them? Are they going to maybe mock me, or are they going to use what I share against me later on? That we think, well, how do I know that this person can help me? How do I know that they'll actually keep my confidence and not blab it to everyone in the community? That there's different things we think of that way. Sometimes there's shame, where something's happened and we don't really want to tell anybody about it because it just makes us feel bad. And sometimes some we've gotten involved in, especially in terms of being a small community, having family here, you don't want to drag your family's name through the mud or anything like that. And so it's like, well, I just got to kind of keep it hidden. I don't need help. I need to just kind of try to deal with it all myself. Sometimes what happens is we maybe recognize we need help, but we look and we say, well, in my circle of friends, in I don't really have people that can be just a real support to me, that can be kind of a positive relationship. Sometimes there's people that just, and we've probably all experienced that, where you actually try to share something you're struggling with, and they're just, well, toughen up, what's the matter with you, just deal with it. And it just causes us to push it further down. And sometimes we think, well, everybody's going to be like that, and so what's the point of even trying to put myself out there? But the truth is not everyone is out there, and we need to keep looking for people that can help us and try to find that. But it's the thing is that these are things that keep us from seeking help. And a lot of times we say that, well, I don't need help, I'm fine. And we miss out on having help. But the thing is, what usually happens a lot of times is when we're trying to deal with struggles on our own, things that are overwhelming to us, that instead of kind of stepping out of the shadows and saying to an actual person, I need help, can you help me? We say, okay, I want to kind of withdraw, I want to just try to deal with it myself, and so how can I do that? And so we grab hold of something that's going to help us, or we think that it is. It could be some kind of chemical substance. Sometimes it can be a destructive behavior. It becomes our coping mechanism. Say if we're stressed out, we need to find something to relieve our stress, to make us calm again, to settle us down. Sometimes we're kind of don't have energy, don't have a drive. We need something to kind of pick us up. Sometimes there's things that happen that we just want to forget, and so we want to find a way to make ourselves forget, to give us a relief from that, to kind of numb the pain, just kind of get that out of our mind so that we don't have to feel it anymore. And so these are things that we sometimes grab hold of, and at the time it looks like a good thing because I don't have to go somewhere else for help. I can just use this. And in kind of privacy, no one necessarily needs to know, and it's going to help me through these different things. And the thing is, they do provide us help, but we do realize that they don't provide us the help that we need. Because you think of it, they provide temporary relief, but using them may actually prevent us from dealing with the root issue. It's kind of the thing. If there's trauma in our past or abuse, and we're struggling with that. If we're just kind of drowning our sorrows, trying to just push out that memory of pain, that it never gets us to a point where we actually say, okay, I got to deal with this properly. I'll just push it away for another day, for another week. And yes, it kind of blocks things out for a bit, but it never solves the problem. The problem always comes back. The memories always come back. The same feeling that we get into is there, and then we look, well, I have to use it again in order to make it work. The side effects that these substances or these destructive behaviors have, they add to our problems. That so often, once we develop a dependency on something, it affects us financially, of what we spend and what we no longer have to spend on other things. Sometimes it can be health-wise, it affects us. Sometimes it can be relationship-wise. Sometimes it can be performance. Wise in our jobs, that we're not as effective as we used to be because we're starting to use this substance more and more to just help us deal with what we're struggling with. But the thing is too, and this is kind of the challenge with anything that we struggle with that's an addiction, is a lot of times we kind of use it and we think, well, just use a little bit and it'll just kind of help me. It'll just give me that boost that I need, or it'll help calm me down, or whatever it might be. But then it becomes more and more a part of our life. It just kind of starts to kind of get into every area of our life that we don't want it to. We can't compartmentalize it anymore. And when that happens, we start to feel shame. When we find that we have this habit, we can't kick this habit, and it's causing harm, that makes us feel worse. And what happens is, because we're feeling bad, that causes us to withdraw even more. And so, we got into this situation because we withdrew, and then we grab hold of this thing, and it's causing us to go further and further from people that might be able to help us. So what happens is that eventually, as we really get into an addiction, we find ourselves trapped in behavior that's it's self-destructive and it's self-defeating, where we're not getting anywhere. We're not actually fixing anything. We're actually making things worse. It's defeating us, and it becomes so frustrating where we say, I want to quit, I want to get my life free of this, but then we get into a situation, we're triggered in a certain way, and we're back doing the same thing that we said that we were going to stop doing. And it gets to be so frustrating, it seems to be that there's no way out anymore, and we realize that it was, I grabbed hold of this to deal with this, and not only do I have that problem that hasn't gone away, the original problem, but then I have this whole addiction that I have to deal with too. And it just becomes overwhelming, and it doesn't seem like there's any way out. But we want to realize that there is a way out. But the first step is we got to come to a point where we're willing to admit that we need help and reach out for it. And that's the thing, the fact that all you're here, that's really, in a lot of ways, what you're saying is like, okay, I'm here because there's something I'm struggling with, I can use some help. And so that's where it starts, when we're willing to stop saying, I'm fine, everything's okay, and instead put up a hand and say, I could use some help. I could use some prayer, I could use some encouragement. That's where it starts. And we have to get to that point where we're not trying to handle it on our own. We realize I can't handle it anymore and I need someone to help me. And that's the thought, that refusing help is what brings us to the point of addiction, brings us to the point of just getting into this downward spiral in our lives. And the fact is if we continue to say, I'm fine, everything's okay, then what we're actually end up doing is we're endangering our lives. Because as we're not dealing with that issue from before, and then we have the addiction on top of that, we get to a place of being helpless and hopeless. That's the thing, that we can get to a point of depression, even suicide, when we just feel there's no hope, I just might as well give up. Or sometimes, depending on what we're using, it can be something where we're putting ourselves in harm's way, where we're affecting our health physically, and it's going to cause us a lot of damage. And so we want to realize that we don't want to continue to refuse help. We want to say, okay, I need a hand, and we reach out to whoever can help us. But the thing is, too, that we want to understand is the longer that we go without help, the greater is the help that we're going to need. And as well, the more difficult it becomes for those around us to give the help that we need. Because if it's just the first thing that we're struggling with, say if we're grieving, say if we're overstressed, say if we're just trying to process some trauma that we went through, that someone can maybe help us through that and talk with us and be there for us, kind of a shoulder to cry on and things, that can happen. But once we get into an addiction and it starts to take over our lives, a lot of times a person wants to help us, but they become overwhelmed. And sometimes, sadly, what happens when we get used to using substances, sometimes we switch around and we start using people. We grab hold and think, well, you need to help me. And they want to help us, but sometimes they help us. Their helping is actually not helping us get out of the addiction, but actually starting to enable us to continue on in that. A person can sometimes want to help, but sometimes we get to such a point where they want to help us, but we're actually dragging them down with us too. And so we want to realize that's sometimes where we get to a point where we've been in this a long time. Because of that, we need help more than other people might be able to give, even though they would want to. But with all of that, we want to realize that in life that we are not alone. We've never been alone. Even though there's some that maybe want to help or couldn't, or some that could have helped but don't want to, there is one that does want to help us and is able to help us. And the thing is, we don't need to try to handle the challenges and heartaches of life all alone. That's not the way it's supposed to work. We're not. And that's really kind of the sad thing, because so often we cut ourselves off of relationships that can be a real help to us. And the biggest relationship that can be a help to us is our relationship with God. Because He knows us, He knows everything good we've done, everything bad we've ever done, yet He still loves us. And He wants to help us, He has the ability to help us. And so we want to realize that all through our lives, God has been reaching out to us, saying, come to me, I want to help you. And He can provide us the help that we need. And I just want to give you a few verses. These are from God's Word that can maybe help you. And it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That we get into times in our lives where we're afraid, where our lives have been disrupted, and we just don't know what to do. But with God, He's saying, I'm here for you. I want to give you my strength. When it feels like you're going to fall flat on your face, He says, I want to hold you up, and so that you can get through this difficulty that you're going through, that you can find the healing that you need, that He is the one that heals the brokenhearted, that He wants to do that for us. And it's the thing is that once we learn that, that he helps gain us, give us freedom from our addiction, but then he helps us with that struggle that we had at the beginning that led to all that, that we find the healing that we need, and we learn from that. And so what's the thing is when life is getting us down, where it seems like life's just kind of closing in on us, the thing is we can look up to God, and he is there for us. He's a very present help in time of trouble. And as we learn to develop a relationship with him, that we can find that, that when we're struggling, when we're down, we can pray to him, he can give us peace and comfort, and to realize that we can have that help that we need. And so just a couple final thoughts as we conclude. And we need to ask ourselves, what prevents us from admitting that we need help? What puts us in a place where we say, oh, no, I'm fine, I can handle this, even though what's going on is just tearing us up on the inside? That we need to ask that and say, okay, is this really a good reason? Am I going to be concerned about what other people think and maintain kind of this self-destructive behavior just because I'm worried about what others are thinking? Or am I just going to say, I need help, I'm going to just let that things happen as they should? Sometimes we need to ask too is, what we have chosen as our source of help been the help that we needed? Because sometimes we grab a hold of something thinking it's going to be helpful, but then we actually find out, well, no, this isn't the help that I actually needed. That this maybe pushed the problem down the road for a day or two, but it actually didn't solve the problem. It's going to bring me a whole bunch more problems. And so we have to realize that sometimes we grab hold of something that's supposed to help us and it actually hurts us. But then we want to ask too, what prevents us responding to God's offer of help? If he's there and he wants to help us, why do we not say, okay, I'm going to try God out. I'm just going to see what this means and see if he's real, see if he can help me. That it's worthwhile trying that out. And this is from the Psalms, this last verse I wanted to leave with you this evening. I'll actually read the rest of the passage there, because there's quite a bit in it that I think can be a help to you. So this is Psalm 146. In verse 5 it says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry, the Lord looseth the prisoners, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, the Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. And that's what he does, is he helps us. If we're prisoners, he gives us freedom. If we're blind, he makes us see. And when we're bowed down, that he raises us up. And that's what he wants to do for us. And he can do that. And a lot of times we can get ourselves in a place where we think that we're beyond help, but we're never beyond his help. All right, so that's the third talk.